Is Charlie being a part of this? Oh, she's being quiet, bro.
We might like. Looks like it's a PD.
Hello, hello.
It's possible.
Hello.
Extremely. Long download time.
It's all about ownership, Charlie. We all have to give up a little ownership in our lives, and we all have to take a little ownership. No, I'm echoing that about someone. Russ, is that you?
It's me.
Okay, I'm gonna go through and see who's causing the echo. One, two, three, check. Streams content. One, two, three, check. One, two, three, check. I hear music. And welcome to the WikiIO Music Hour. This is your host, Russ, Gerald, and Chris. I think I'm going to turn off my speaker because I keep hearing myself about 3 seconds later. I hear music. That was a 10 second interview from the Wikipedia comment area. Okay, Ray, I'm going to try to mute you and see if you're causing us some echo things. 1, 2, 3, check. 1, 2, 3, check. Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Ah, it is Ray. Okay, hang on, I'm going to unmute you now. What term are you using loosely there? So what's your point? Where did Chris want to go? He said he's getting a drink.
Found in Alabama, I took the road was wrong. mama that took a poor life.
Brothers. It's public domain license, apparently, from the commons. You can put it from wrongroad.org in Wikimedia Commons. Back to you.
Yeah, what was that tune? Grab your partner and go see Dope.
Like, grab your gun and shoot a... Yeah.
It's all about the moment, and it is all about music. Is the echo back?
It's all about the wiki.
It's all about the license that you're actually receiving information under. What license are you under? We're dual licensed by GFDL and CC by SA. And as you can tell, we're not quite as polished a radio cast as some of our other members are, but our resident OGJ has signed off for the night, so we're left to slog on a little bit here by ourselves. And hopefully we're not doing too terrible a job. It's all about the joint G-ing. for our two listeners out there, we hope we're entertaining you, because, you know, heaven knows that we're not entertaining ourselves. Let's see, did, I think we lost another OGJ. Russ has become among the dear departed. Hopefully he'll be back. It's me and Chris, unless Chris is still out getting a drink.
Sorry, is it just us two?
What time is it there, Chris?
It's 4:30 p.m. It's just in the afternoon.
It's probably a sunny afternoon in Australia, and it's 1:30 in the morning here. And,
really?
I've got a crummy thing. It's a little earlier where Russ and Charlie are from. They're only 12:30.
It's Sunday morning there?
It's Sunday morning. So Sunday afternoon there, no?
It's Sunday afternoon. But yeah, this wiki stuff is pretty cool. I wouldn't mind trying to be a better presenter style online.
Well, you've got a good radio voice. I'm pretty sure my radio voice sucks, but, you know, especially now with my cold, it's not doing any favors. So, and of course, you have an accent. The accent always helps, Chris. It won't help your listeners in Australia much, but it'll help here in North America.
Yeah, all your accents.
Yeah, in Australia, it's also have.
Yeah, no, all your accents sound really really pro, like. Hello? Hello? I think I've dropped. I can't really tell. Okay, here we go. Here's my sound test without the mic boost. Testing 1, 2, 3. So, where did everybody go?
Can you hear me, Chrisman?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is that Ray C?
This is JWS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Am I loud or quiet?
Just normal. Can hear you really well.
Okay, you'll probably hear my son in the background too.
Hi, whoever you are.
Yeah, how's it going, son?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Is that History Buff back?
Chris has turned down his microphone now, so it's hard for me to hear him. It's me, JWS, is saying hello. Me. And welcome to Wiki.io Radio. It's Gerald and me is useless. Speak for yourself, JWS. It's Gerald. The me was especially for JWS. Russ, are you back in with us?
Yeah.
I have no idea who's actually on the phone.
I'm here again. This is the guitar guy.
Is that Charlie?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing better, thank you.
I thought you had listening only orders.
Well, she's gone back to sleep now, so you know what the fuck, over.
Damn, this torpedo's all speed ahead.
Hey.
Roman's always very Charlie's always very loud.
Well, the doghouse guy. Is the doghouse, you know?
You've got less latency, yeah. though, now, Charlie.
I do?
Wow, yeah, wow. You're talking about so much quicker.
Oh, cool.
Strange.
So I've just disconnected and reconnected.
I
must have got a different... what?
There must be a clock drift. What it is there's a timer
clock.
For the channel, and it seems like if you're on dial-up or if you have a higher latency, the clock drift is worse.
Oh, I see.
Although it doesn't affect Chris at all. I have no idea.
Well, here's a weird thing. Here's a weird phenomenon. When I have the Moz phone in the focus of my processor, it works fine. But if I pull the chat channel into the focus, then my Moz phone lags. Figure that one out.
You're on Windows, though, right?
Huh?
You're on Windows, right? Windows XP or Windows 98 or something like that?
Windows XP, yeah.
Yeah, you're minimizing the NAS phone?
I minimize the chat window and the NAS phone works better. Figure that one out.
Oh, that's easy.
If I keep the focus on my NAS phone and minimize every other window, my NAS phone works better. It's processor lag. It's my own local machine processor lag, right?
Well, welcome to Windows, Charlie. What it is when you minimize a window, what happens is Windows sits there and releases the active memory for that window. So what it is you're freeing up a whole bunch of memory by minimizing all those windows. It compacts the memory down.
What it is, I had Audacity. I had Audacity in the focus, and when I minimized Audacity, a whole bunch of my lag went away. So it was all local. It was all local lag. It's not network lag at all. I'm an idiot. And man, when I closed the hydrogen drum machine,
that you must be referring to. He's not the original author of Windows, but he had something to do with it, I hear.
Oh, well, I knew that.
So, we have some tips for the channel, though.
And you know, the springs on the
JWS is asking if you could turn down your volume a little. Although. I will have to sit there and
my
on the floor and not be able to read the channel because I can't even hear Chris now.
How's this?
She's also asking about
is this
clock.
Going down at all? Am I going down? No, is my volume going down?
JWS,
I'm pushing the button
that's
supposed to be turning
my
volume.
Do you hear Charlie's volume going down? He says he thinks that's better. Alright. Yeah, I usually tend to mute.
My volume should be going down.
Just so like if I cough or sit there.
You know, I've got two volumes, on and off.
It's all about the on-off switch. And the volume turned up to 11. That's very important.
Yeah, I've got two volume. Yeah, 11 is a good volume. I'm a rock and roller, man. I know about 11.
11! So,
huh?
And John was asking about clock. So I should explain clock. Clock is the way that telephone signals are captured in synchronization. There's a certain clock that things go at. And if the clock isn't moving precisely enough, or if it's not clocked accurately enough, and things can sort of drift, and that can cause latency issues. I thought that this was a more accurate clock that we're on, but this machine that we're on now, we can recompile the kernel. So if we're still having clock problems, which we may not be having, because Charlie says that it may be his local lag. If it is actual clock problems, we will be able to recompile the kernel and get a more refined clock.
Right. And you're running on what?
On a very fast system. It's a FreeBSD 6.2 system. Or at least at the present time.
It's Rebuff. You hosting
this? This is HB, yes. Is someone saying hello? Hello, hello?
Yeah, History Buff, are you hosting this conference?
JWS, can you hear Chris there? Charlie, do you hear Chris?
I can hear him.
Now typing with Charlie, JWS.
Yeah, hello, History Buff?
I just typed what kind of connection. I typed what kind of connection.
Are you hosting this voice conference from your house or something like that?
Oh, no. It would be too slow to have multiple people connect through an ADSL or a cable line. So both this box and the previous box are hosted in a hosting facility. Big old high-speed pipes. So, there's no bandwidth issues. "Quote unquote," potentially between each individual person and the server guy, but there could be other issues or other places.
So who do we owe?
Right
so
now.
So who do we owe? Yeah.
Well, the first box was a space donation from my one of my good friends, and. He's going to remain nameless, but we're going to be forever in his gratitude. And this box we're on now is the box that TechAdmin has let us graciously use.
Okay.
I got this up. We're going to get some more Asterisk tests.
Sir Jason of VK.
This is
going to
be our Asterisk learning project.
Right. Cool. That's very good. I mean, this is how it's supposed to work, isn't it? Sure.
Well, hopefully we can get some traction and actually get a box from the Wikimedia Foundation to get this stuff legitimized.
Oh, that's going to take a lot of their bandwidth.
We need to do a nice demo, like a bit of a scripted demo. Yeah, hello? something like, you know how gamers use TeamSpeak to collaborate when they play their games and stuff? Maybe something that's similar, but with editing the wiki, like using VoIP to improve our productivity, or something like that.
Yeah, we could do a group editing session that reads the article and then comments on what needs to be done.
Like, maybe demonstrate the ways that voice can improve the project. And then some more of the informal experimental stuff, like this full-on jamming, this kind of like artistic freedom side of things.
Get people to music practice. It's going to take a lot more
Yeah, hello JW. Any ideas?
Can you hear me, Krusma?
Yes, can hear you.
One topic we could explore is collaboration with other groups that are doing copyleft webcasting.
Maybe we could.
Well, this is something that I was trying to.
Oh, yep.
I'm not sure that Chrismo has ever been to the Wikio page.
Wikio, yeah, I'm familiar with Wikio, the for-profit, or the project set up by Jimbo and Angela, yeah. It has Google ads on it and that kind of stuff. I'm actually involved in campaigns.wikia. It's trying to improve politics, try to make politics more intelligent with a wiki.
Politics. We could do a politics show on wiki. Fair and balanced wiki or something.
Chrismo, are you looking at the chat channel now?
Yes. Yeah, but I joined Campaigns Wikia just to try and learn more about politics. I don't really like politics that much.
If only we could come up with a politician who would let us edit their campaign policies, and we can put them all in BV or in BO.
I think that's the goal of the Campaigns Wikia. They're trying to put all the information together so it helps people make intelligent choices about politics, something like that.
There was a... what was that? It was...
Politics is about control, and control is about power.
Here, to the right place.
And without control, we don't have freedom. That's the things I learned from that campaign wikia.
Here's a link for you. It's the Daily Costs Wiki. It's a blogs wiki. Wiki blog or something.
Most of the political stuff I read from Richard Stallman's site, stallman.org, it's described as slightly left-leaning.
I hear down in Australia everything's backwards. The liberals are the conservatives and the conservatives are the liberals. Right?
Yeah, it's something like that. Our Labour Party and our Liberal Party, like our Labour Party is more for the working class and our Liberal is more the top-down approach, or it's more for the businessman or something like that.
The Liberals in Australia are the Conservatives in America, and the Labour in Australia are the Democrats in America.
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of confusing because you think liberal is the, you think it would be the other way around.
Yeah. Liberal just means change. And if your country is liberal, then change means conservative. If your country is conservative, change means liberal. Or change, no. If your country is to the left, then change means to the right. If your country is to the right, change means to the left.
Yeah, like the Liberal Party's in power now, and they're kind of, I guess, the right. They lean towards the right.
Yeah, it's confusing. Maybe we could hold
it. I think it's kind of like
That's hilarious.
I think there's a. there's a better system than this left-right thing, but, you know.
Approval voting, like all the Wikimedia projects do. Woo! Charles knows what I'm talking about.
But I was thinking too for this show, since I know some of these real, some of these teachers who are really good at promoting educational projects and stuff like that, we could try and get one of them on Wikio and do some kind of interview and ask them all about their educational ideas and learning theories and that kind of stuff.
Cool. Just guys, let them know that this is that very formal of interview system. We could get somebody from Wikinews to come over here and do the formal interview.
I think it might even be better that it's informal, because the guys I know kind of lean more towards informal learning and user or learner-centric type learning models and things like that. So it would be kind of good to back up. It would probably be a bit better to be informal. It would be great to have Charles involved in that one. He could really teach them something valuable about learning.
Interviews is a good idea.
We're not kidding.
That sounds like it would be really a lot of fun to get them involved in some voice conference and or some unvoice conference or unconference or whatever it is.
Voice.
See how well they go.
Voice. Wiki.
Have you heard of Stephen Downs?
Stephen Downing? Sounds somewhat familiar.
Stephen Downs, like D-O-W-N-E-S. He's a Canadian guy, and he's fairly popular in education. Yeah, he's a really
connective knowledge.
He's a really excellent writer. Like he
courses versus content.
He's always constantly he has this OL Daily or this site, and he's constantly criticizing other learning theories or critiquing, and he's like heavily involved in online learning, but he has a different kind of model, like a real life kind of model.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm reading that. Ooh, Wikiversity Wiki Educator, please join me and make a Wiki Learner.
Yeah, that's Lee Blackhall.
Yeah. Forced to say that shift his attention from Wikiversity to Wikiasia. Key players in the fall.
I'd like to get him into one of these listings. That would be good fun.
They now have a web IRC chat faculty on the main nav, which is getting closer to Tima's vision of a voice over IP supported community learning network. They support media embedded. They use funky templates to play around with navigation and content layout. They already have some significant contributors. Well, good. They wonder about his calls to the two joint force. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, pretty lame. Like, I think that's really lame. The other lame thing is this guy, he uses a lot of stuff from the Wikimedia projects, and I think it, might be violating the FDL. But, I don't know. I'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Wiki Educator, what, looked around at their stuff that much. It sounds like exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but it's more aimed purely at formal education. Like, there's a lot of instructional material there.
How many pages do they have? They don't say it. And see their speed. Oh, looks like it. Random page. Looks like somebody got impatient for Wikiversity to come together and built their own.
Yeah, I think it's really useful for people working in formal education. Or anyone, really, but mostly aimed at those kind of people.
An initiative on the virtual university for small schools in Commonwealth.
Probably the template they use for creating the tutorials. That's a pretty good idea. To have them kind of tabbed like that.
Yeah, a lot of this. I wonder what copyright are they operating under? I guess.
Creative Commons share alike attribution.
The cursed Creative Commons that we can't use in our stuff, and so they can use our stuff. But
that's the thing, though. He's already used quite a lot of stuff from Wikimedia projects, but mostly templates.
I wouldn't worry too much about templates. How many other contributors does he have?
Yeah, he seemed to think that the FDL and that CC license they used were compatible, as long as they give attribution, which isn't true.
I don't know why we're on GDFL anyways. Unless
I think it's because all the other sister projects are, and we can all reuse and remix all of that work?
It's just because Wikipedia started 1 year before the creative elements came together, and no one ever thought about switching content over to CC once that was made. And by the time we finally said, hey, maybe we should do this, too late, and we had like 10,000 or 100,000 articles, and no one wanted to move it all over to a different copyright.
Yeah, I left the FDL, and it's really Richard Stallman who made this concept of copyleft so broadly successful. Like, maybe we wouldn't have the CC without the FDL and the success of copyleft, which is mostly thanks to free software.
Well, the one thing that about that is, if a professor wants to use stuff in his course, he can't come off of Wiki Educator, because that's all CC, no actual application stuff. It has to be free. You can't make money off of it. Whereas GDFL, you can put into your, just teach the course and have.
They use the CC license that allows you to use it commercially. There's like 7 licenses. That's the other thing. The Creative Commons licenses are kind of confusing. There's like 7 of them.
There's 7 of them? I thought there's only 1.
Yeah, that's the big problem with it. Well, it's not a problem, but there's like 7 options.
We've got all this open courseware material that's basically all CC, and if we could, the biggest strength of all the wiki projects is they've been able to go out, take material, bring it back, and then re-digest it into a usable form. And we've got all the material sitting out in the open courseware stuff, and that's usable, because that would pull or GDFL with non-commercial use CC stuff.
Yes. So we can use the open courseware stuff, because we can't incorporate it into the wiki version itself. So I think that, I mean, right now, we should do as much content creation as we can, but we have to be practical too. I mean, there's only a certain number of hands and eyes and whatnot that's available to the Wikiversity area right now. So, I mean, if we can utilize that content by incorporating it into a learning course, or learning whatever we want to call it, learning project, I think that should be fine. We just have to reference it to the off-site materials rather than actually hosting it at Wikiversity. I mean, eventually we would love to have something that's completely GFDL throughout, but, I mean, right now, you know, pragmatically, we should be able to use anything, whether it's CC by NC, like the MIT stuff is, or even commercial books. I mean, I don't think there's any problem sitting there and saying, you know, if you have to go to a library or you have to go to a bookstore and buy this book to understand this course, as long as we are getting teaching materials out there. The next step is to try to take over and you know, make those teaching materials free, but we can't do everything all at once, you know, one step at a time kind of thing.
Yeah. I still like going out and hunting on YouTube for a certain topic. I mean, there's dozens of companies that want to sell you books or learning materials on a certain topic, and they'll throw out the first page or first lesson for free, and you can go, oh, here's a lesson. And then for the lesson, you go to the next company. I don't know if that would be commercial use or not.
Yeah, that's one of the big problems is all these copyleft license aren't interoperable. Like you can't mix and match. But CC, I think they're including something that lets you relicense under FDL. It says something like you can use this license or any other license that gives you the same rights. So that might be good.
Legal stuff could be the bane.
Yeah, it is really boring.
Who's adding 74,000 articles?
That's Mr. Rocker.
Why did he add 74,000 articles? How did he add 74,000 articles?
I don't think he added the articles. I think he's trying to categorize them for inclusion on a DVD. So he's using part of the selection process. They've been talking about a DVD or a CE or CDs for years. I'm not sure how far along they're coming with that stuff, though.
Oh, yes. You add the featured articles, the A articles, the good articles, and B articles, then mix it in with a couple of the core articles, and you probably will get 74,000. 1 point. They should start selling Wikipedia as a thing, book, CD thing.
That kind of strikes me is that there's lots of people that they have the same concept for Wikiversity that people have for Wikipedia. Things like no original research, and that we should be endeavoring to have a CD or a DVD eventually, where they don't see past the wiki. They don't see that there's some other positive benefit other than let's take the basic concept of Wikipedia and replicate it into a university or a learning model, but the end result is something that's very similar to Wikipedia.
Well, the whole concept of all this splitting was that the whole concept was Wikipedia used to be all these things, Then somebody finally said, we've got to put a stop to this. We're an encyclopedia. And then all the people had all these neat ideas, had to move off to another sister project. And then each sister project was founded. And Wikiversity is the only project that doesn't have a really defined scope yet. So every good idea gets thrown into us.
I saw what Wikiversity is starting to look a bit like. I think it's starting to look a bit like one of those social networking sites. I don't know if that would be a good thing or not.
Maybe we've gotta keep it as a learning network site. Otherwise, we'll turn into a giant Esperanza. And then they'll try to delete us.
or social learning network site. Social network learning site.
Yeah.
You mean like
for some reason they don't like
MySpace on steroids.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing I was thinking, but I don't think the MySpace kind of mentality, or you know, that kind of crowd would, do you think they'd kind of take over or something like that and just spam?
Well, if something would take over, it would be good. It's just if the anti-soul people on the other sister projects would stand for it. I mean, as all the other projects are trying to produce something, whereas we are trying to produce a community.
Yeah, that's why I kind of think, I don't know if social network site is good description, but, you know, something like that.
There's two parts to the Wikiversity project. One is pretty much the materials part, the resources that sit there and you can do what you want with them. The other part of the proposal is for a place where people can interact and build communities of learners.
That the board's going to be not liking themselves for approving that other.
Because looking at JW's blog, it kind of already looks like one of those sites. All they need to do is add a few more widgets and things like that, and it will be just the same.
Using two plate.
Exists, or you're talking about Wikiversity.
Yeah, talking about Wikiversity. How to attract, or how to build the community.
I think the community is actually a very important part of the learning process. I mean, you know, there isn't much explicit talk about communities like in universities or colleges or any kind of institutions, but there's a big social aspect. And it's not just a social aspect of dating or partying or whatever. It's there's a bunch of learning that goes on, both personal learning and learning, you know, project learning, helping other students and getting help on your homework,
interacting and tutorials, with all kinds of things that is important. And there's got to be components like that at some place like a university. So, I think some of the networking pieces are going to be important. I don't think our goal shouldn't be to become MySpace, but our goal should be to sit there and facilitate discussions and exchanges of information, even though they might not be necessarily higher learning. Because, some of the technology that can evolve from that stuff could be really interesting as well. The whole thing with, being able to do original research and things like that is, that you can break new ground. So, it's something to think about, at least.
The goal is for people to stop saying, what's the difference between you and Wikibooks?
What is the difference between us and Wikibooks?
There's a difference!
No, I think that the distinction is pretty clear. On JWS's prompting, I went through and read the discussion about splitting Wikiversity off from Wikibooks. And there were some pretty vociferous opponents. But basically, it was a self-centered, selfish goal for most of the people who were arguing against splitting off Wikiversity, which was, we need more resources here, then there's only so much resources to go around. And I think what they saw was that, if you split off Wikiversity, there was going to be people, they would lose, quote-unquote, from Wikibooks, and they wouldn't be able to replace them. They didn't see that Wikiversity would attract people who weren't already in the Wiki community. And that's the kind of disjoint thinking that's has people in trouble. What's the difference between us and Wikibooks? Wikibooks should be, at least my feeling is it should be mostly static content. Whether that be include media files or not, this is one thing. But Wikiversity should be constantly evolving, whereas Wikibooks should be, their goal should be something similar to Wikipedia, which is to produce an encyclopedia. To me, an encyclopedia, I know that this is like old school, but it's a set of books that sits in a bookshelf, right? That's the classic sense of Wikipedia. Wikipedia and an encyclopedia in general, but Wikibooks and Wikiversity has a similar goal. Wikibooks and Wikipedia have a similar goal. Wikiversity should be looking to break new ground at all times, right? Not necessarily in every learning project doesn't have to be groundbreaking. It could just be a personal exploration. And it's breaking new ground for somebody.
Chris.
Right?
Yeah, the problem was we've got so few changes in Wikiversity and good user base in Wikibooks that Wikibooks is evolving quicker than Wikiversity, but even though Wikibooks is supposed to eventually reach a point where it should stop evolving, whereas we're going to be perpetual and we're moving at the same speed, and everyone's going, well, you're doing the same thing.
Well, I still have to do an in-depth review for the computer science department of the stuff that's at Wikibooks. But I've done individual surveys for different subjects in my interest area. And they've got a similar issue that we have, which is that someone will arrive, they'll draft up a beautiful outline, and then they'll disappear. Have to write 3 or 4 pages of a 300-page book, And so, you know, they've got a lot of content, which is interesting, but not a lot of it's complete. They do have actually a big list of completed books that they have on the front page, but, I mean, you know, the completed proportion to the overall proportion is relatively small. And the other thing is that their model really isn't very helpful for Wikiversity, at least right now. I've mentioned this in a couple of talk pages and sometimes in IRC, which is we need a static book to teach a lesson or a course, right? Because you can't sit there and say, refer to, textbook page 22, section 5. If, you know, today it sits there and talks about, modern electronics, and tomorrow it's going to talk about, some kid's girlfriend, because someone's going to go in and edit it. Now, some of this will help with the best, I don't remember, there's a grading system or something they're going to be bringing in through the Wikimedia software. But if somebody writes a course today, and the people who are at Wikibooks refactor a book, and they take a section out and they put it from the second section to the 21st section, that'll throw the course completely off. So what we really need is we need some kind of a versioning system for Wikibooks. And I'm not sure, that's not probably not even the thought process right now. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I think stable versions is on the way, and it's supposedly going to be tried out at German Wikipedia first, and eventually it'll spread everywhere.
Is it already on German?
This is the stable. That's the stable. Charlie's mentioning that in the IRC, the history. History is okay, Charlie, but I mean, the thing is that you want to be able to have a book that's end to end. The closest thing that I can think of parallel it to is a version system. When you version the software, you want all of the files for a certain version, let's say, version 1.1 of the software, to match, right? Because if I take, something from version 1.3 and I put it with something with version 1.0, the build just won't work, because the interface has changed, the files have changed, this has changed, that's changed. So there's a disjoint in the software. 1.0 is a complete piece of software, and 1.3 and 1.1 are complete pieces of software. So there's got to be a versioning system that ties all of the different pieces of the book together. One thing that we might be able to use is some kind of a transclusion where we transclude history pages, right? But the thing is that it'll mess up things like page navigations and stuff like that. So if someone sits there and starts reading section 2 of the book, and then you click next somewhere in the page template, that would, I would assume, take them to the next version of the page, being the next stable version or the next, whatever version, and not the version that is being referred to maybe in a lesson or something like that.
The stable versions are really good.
I'm not sure if...
Yeah, I think that would work. If every book module at Wikibooks had a stable version that, if you're setting up something at Wikiversity, you can go over to Wikibooks and identify a version that you like, mark that, and then that's where you would direct people to go to. It wouldn't be the version that's currently being vandalized. You would direct people to a version that you had looked at previously and approved of.
The big thing with me is if once we get stable versions, we'll get rid of all the deletionists. because live versions, because why delete something if no one can see it anyways? You'll just deny it for going live. Say, hey, only editors can see this. They can have articles on anything.
Deletionists seem a very robust group. I think they'll always be with us.
Still, they'll just keep most of the calls from going live. But back in the day when people were just throwing everything they could into Wikia. Now the article creation rate's going down as opposed to reliable sources and all that stuff. Getting too tired. About ready to go to sleep here.
You guys are up pretty late. What is like 4 a.m. or something like?
Yeah, 1:30 or so.
2 hours?
Most likely. Right. I'm gonna go to bed now.
The job of editing this monster.
not me. Good night, Al.
Okay, good night.
Good night, Ralph. Good night, everybody else. I think I'm gonna pull out all night, too. Maybe I'll kick everybody out of the conference here and stop the recording. So this is, Gerald from Wiki.io, just winding down our broadcast session here, and give you all a good day, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are. My time zone is good morning, so I've been a good little discussion, a few nice songs, and I'd like to thank all of my co-hosts. JWS, Chris Mo, Charlie, and Russ. And hopefully we'll do this again soon and make this a regular periodic production. Thank you, and like I said, good day, good evening, or good night. Bye-bye.
Anytime.